As Pakistan reels from a series of very tragic bombings, the latest claimed at least 85 lives yesterday, Pakistanis more and more are blaming those that they feel are truly responsible, the Americans.
There's a lot of involvement of America here. That's why we can say that America is responsible in the blast.
These are the people that are spreading terror in Pakistan.
Taliban are not spreading terror. These are the people, these Hillary Clinton and Bush, the late.
We have no need of America. Actually, what we think is that America is doing, actually, all these things.
To explain this, we have Aleem Maqbool with us. He's the correspondent in Islamabad for our partner, the BBC, and also Sana Salim, medical student, 22 years in Karachi, Pakistan, by a kind of a sketchy phone line that we're hearing from Sana Salim. So, Aleem, we just heard people saying the Taliban is not responsible for these blasts. America and President Bush, our former president, we should point out, Bush, are responsible. How is it possible that people are blaming the Americans for blasts where the Taliban claims responsibility?
Well, I mean, I think they're looking historically over the last decade or so that they say that this never happened before the so-called war on terror started until American troops were next door in Afghanistan. And that's what a lot of people say when you go to these blast sites. You heard some of them there. They were from the Islamic University here in Islamabad, where a suicide bomber blew himself up, two of them, in fact, last week, just outside a women's cafeteria. But, you know, the mistrust of America is really deep-rooted here. The people here generally feel that America uses the country when it wants and then abandons it. And so it will take a lot for that mistrust to be dispelled. And that's a lot of what Hillary Clinton has been trying to do over the last few days with her visit here.
Sana Salim, there in Karachi, you heard what Aleem Maqbool had to say. Do you agree with that, that the distrust goes back over a decade and that because the United States started the war on terror in Afghanistan, that's what's causing the unrest in Pakistan?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with him. That's pretty much what the sentiments are on ground, especially because even with the continued drone attacks, I think that's one angle that we're really bothered about. Most of the Pakistanis are really bothered about the drone attacks, because every time there's an attack or a bomb blast anywhere, the Taliban, the statements from the Taliban come as in it's a backlash because of the ongoing attacks in the Waziristan, because of the drone attacks that are going on. So the situation of the sentiments on ground is pretty much that if American drone attacks stopped, then they'd probably be, Taliban would probably settle down. They would probably be not as active as they are right now, or they'd probably not be carrying out such huge attacks in the main cities. So I pretty much agree with you
so,
on that point.
Aleem Maqbool, you heard her saying that she feels the drone attacks are what spur on the Taliban. But we've been hearing lately that it was the government's, the Pakistani army's offensive on the edge of Afghanistan that has led to some of these bombings. Which is correct? Are these continuing U.S. drone attacks what's causing the Taliban to increase bombings?
Well, I mean, there's a very valid point that was brought up there, that people here do feel that these attacks by the American drone planes on Pakistani soil somehow helped to recruit militants. But, you know, you have two different facets to this. On one hand, you have the government saying, look, if we're going to fight this massive militancy problem, which is not just a threat to us, but to people around the world, then we need more American help. On the other hand, you have a Pakistani public which is saying it is American interference here, which is causing all of the problems. Of course, there are much bigger, deep-rooted problems in Pakistan. There is political instability, economic problems, problems with electricity even. There are big shortages of energy. All of those things can't be blamed on the Americans, but sometimes the politicians also deflect blame for some of those things that they don't want to take responsibility for onto America as well. But so there is some sort of difference in opinion when you look at the public and the politicians here.
One of the things that you have talked about in your reporting is how perhaps the politicians and members of the media are feeding into the anti-Americanism here. And here's something from Munawar Hassan, who leads Pakistan's largest religious party.
Americans want that this country, this society should face anarchy. They will say that the nukes and the atomic weapons of Pakistan are in the insecure hands, unsafe. So some international arrangement should be made for that. United Nations should come in. So they want to deprive Pakistan from our this nuclear program also.
And you also spoke to TV host Hamid Mir, who's also been accused of fomenting anti-Americanism.
The whole Pakistan is anti-America. Talk shows are the reflection and are the mirror of the Pakistani society.
So I guess it's the chicken and the egg thing, but are these politicians and talk show hosts helping to cause anti-Americanism, or as he says, are they just reflecting what's already out there?
That's what they feel, but things have really, there's been a surge in this kind of anti-Americanism, it feels, over the last couple of months, with this new agreement that's been passed through Congress, this Kerry-Lugar bill, as it's widely known. Now, through that bill, it means a lot more funding is provided to the Pakistani government, but a lot of Pakistanis feel that the bill also means that their sovereignty is undermined, that America basically has much more influence here, and that's something that the public and the army and some opposition figures are really resisting. They feel that somehow America is buying influence here.
Okay, Ali Makbul is the BBC's correspondent in Islamabad. We also talked to Sana Salim, who's a 22-year-old medical student in Karachi, Pakistan.